live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything as we launch into hour number two of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go back into the phone calls here. Bill in Oklahoma, listening online. Bill, you're back on Free Talk Live. You brought up a topic at the very end of the last hour that I found pretty disturbing, and went and dug around a little bit during the break and found the article you were referring to. What's going on is the FBI is entrapping people into clicking on a link that promises them some form of child pornography, and just for clicking on the link, the people that do that will get their homes raided. And Bill, I just wanted to give you the chance to say what you had to say and comment on the story before we dig into the details.
Well, my thoughts is this, you know, while I find it deplorable that they have to go this route to try to get people, to pat in their wallet, so to speak, I find it humorous that what's going to end up happening is this is all going to end up backfiring. Because who is it to say that the hacker, quote unquote, gets a hold of a link of one of the sites and starts passing around to just people indiscriminately and just have people just click on it just for the grins of it.
Yeah.
You know, say I hit up Mark on an instant messenger, say, hey Mark, I've got some
pictures of my sister in her bikini.
Well, yeah. No, I mean it doesn't even have to be that. It could be completely harmless. Like it could be like, you know, cancel my band's website.
Yeah.
You click on the link and boom, you just hit an FBI trap.
Oh man.
I guess I was assuming your sister was over the age of 18. I see what you're saying.
You're funny. No, my sister's well over 18, actually. But and I
got any pictures of her in a bikini?
I've seen her, and trust me, it's not something you'd want to envision. Okay.
Well, I appreciate you sparing me from that then.
Bill, it's a great point. The idea that someone that wanted to cause a bit of trouble could just go and have someone click on someone they didn't like, click on this link for whatever reason, and then the FBI shows up at their door, 2 days later. That is really disturbing, and I'm really glad you brought this to our attention. Thank you for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231, if you want to comment on this, it is really disturbing. Let me get into the story from Declan McCullough at CNET.com, the iconoclast. I've had a chance to meet Declan, by the way.
Did you?
Nice guy. He came to the last two Liberty forums. I don't know. Anyway, he says FBI
looking out, buddy.
Has recently adopted a novel investigative technique, posting hyperlinks that purport to be illegal videos of minors having sex, then raiding the homes of anyone willing to click on them. Undercover FBI agents use this hyperlink enhancement technique, which directed internet users to a clandestine government server, to stage armed raids of homes in Pennsylvania, New York, and Nevada last year. Now, do you think they're raiding these people's homes with guns pointed just because they get off on that, Mark? Because how many times has somebody who's been clicking on child pornography actually shot back at the cops coming after them?
It doesn't seem very likely. I mean, those aren't the sort of people that, keep automatic weapons, I wouldn't think.
Right. These aren't professional criminals. Nine times out of ten, they're doctors and lawyers and businessmen or some guy sitting in a trailer. I mean, they're just regular people that have kind of a sick fetish. And they're certainly not professional criminals like maybe you could argue. You could argue that a drug dealer might be armed and dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But even, many of those guys aren't that dangerous. Certainly not the lower level ones. The supposed video files, by the way, were actually just gibberish and contained no illegal images. So when the individual clicked on the FBI's link, it led them to just nonsense. You didn't actually get a piece of child pornography. So you never were actually able to view any child pornography if you clicked on the FBI's link.
Well,
the fact is you intended to view
what
you believe
for as probable cause. They didn't convict the person for clicking on this link.
Want to bet?
Go ahead.
A CNETnews.com review of legal documents shows that courts have approved of this technique, even though it raises questions about entrapment, the problems of identifying who's using an open wireless connection, and whether anyone who clicks on an FBI link that contains no child pornography should automatically be subject to a dawn raid by federal police. The case in question, or at least one of them, one we know about. There apparently have been more than this. But Roderick Vosburgh, a doctoral student at Temple University who also taught history at LaSalle University, was raided at home in February of last year after he allegedly clicked on the FBI's hyperlink. Federal agents knocked on the door at around 7 a.m., falsely claiming they wanted to talk to Vosburgh about his car. Once he opened the door, they threw him to the ground outside his house and handcuffed him. Vosburgh was charged with violating federal law, which criminalizes attempts to download child pornography, with up to 10 years in prison. Last November, a jury found Vosburgh guilty on that count, and a sentencing hearing is scheduled for April 22nd, at which point Vosburgh could face 3 to 4 years in federal prison.
You know, I can kind of see, I can see using this this link clicking technique as probable cause to search the person for, you know, child porn. I can see that. I can't see charging them with anything for clicking on this link. They could have, you know, mice are funny. You know, sometimes you it'll accidentally click on a link you didn't want to. How often have you been on a website and something pops up where, you know, you were trying to click someplace else? Or
well, just be careful, Mark, or you might get charged with an attempt to download child pornography. It's kind of like a conspiracy charge when it comes to drug dealing, for instance. Nobody actually dealt any drugs, but they were thinking about it. They were talking about it. And so, therefore, that's good enough. The feds are going to put him in a jail cell. And all of the rest of us that pay taxes, well, I don't pay federal taxes, but the rest of you who pay federal taxes are going to be you know, forced to pay to keep that person in a jail cell. And now this guy, this college professor, is now...
He's a doctoral student.
Oh, excuse me. Said he taught history.
Well, doctoral students do teach.
My apologies. Anyway, a guy who taught history at a college is now going to be plucked out of his professional career in order to spend 3 to 4 years at Club Fed on taxpayers' dime. And let's see, let me continue here because the disturbing news continues. The implications of the FBI's hyperlink enticement technique are sweeping. Using the same logic and legal arguments, federal agents could send unsolicited email messages to millions of Americans advertising illegal narcotics or child pornography and raid people who click on the links embedded in the spam messages. The Bureau could register the unlawfulimages.com domain name and prosecute intentional visitors, and so on. And that's what I was thinking during the news break is... This is going to set precedent. The idea that someone who's looking for something that's been dubbed illegal, in this case child pornography, simply the act of looking for it is now illegal. Well, wouldn't that also mean that you could also criminalize someone who is looking to buy a bag of marijuana or looking to learn more about drugs or, you know, acquire some information that the government doesn't want them to acquire? What if, you know, click here to buy an eight ball of marijuana or something, or excuse me, 8 ball of cocaine, and they click that link and that's reason enough to raid their house because they're a drug user. They're looking to buy marijuana, looking to buy drugs. That could be next. And you were saying during the break as well, Mark, this is the foot in the door for the government.
Right. This is barely even the foot. It's more than the foot in the door in the sense that they will use child porn to regulate the internet. They want to regulate the internet. They want it so badly. They do not like the idea of us little plebes running around getting all the information we want and talking, you know, using freedom of speech to speak to whomever we wish. They hate it. They hate the fact that they can't tax it, and this is what they're going to use. Child porn is what they're going to use to lock up the internet.
And it also begins a very disturbing world that, I mean, they've already taken steps down this road of thought crimes, criminalizing ideas, criminalizing intentions. This continues down that path, and who knows where they're going to end up. I didn't predict this was going to happen. I mean, this is craziness.
Yeah, this is bizarre.
Clicking a link leads to an FBI raid. Clicking a link leads to 3 to 4 years in prison. I don't care what you think about child pornography, and I'm pretty sure that the vast supermajority of people find it very disturbing.
Sure, I
but
find
one
child
thing
porn
is for
abhorrent.
Sure. One thing is for sure: the people looking at child pornography have not harmed anyone. There is no victim to that crime. Just as there's no victim to someone smoking marijuana, just as there's no victim to someone gambling, this is another victimless crime. It's very hard to defend it because it's so icky,
Well, you know, at the very least, there should be, you know, child porn should have been committed. The viewing of child porn should have been committed. And, you know, the person
now
should have been
thinking about
it. Now it's the clicking on a link.
It's the intention. That's the crime now. 800-259-9231. There's more to the story. We'll share that with you. Also, you can take control. Bring up whatever you want. What is the next step in the world of criminalizing thought in this so-called land of the free? This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Get interactive with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about, and edit to your heart's content. It's like the listener editable version of our website. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to pay higher prices for goods and services?
No.
Well, you do, every time someone doesn't pay their bills. That's one of the many compelling reasons SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Talking about a very disturbing story, Declan McCullough at news.com is reporting it on his blog, The Iconoclast. Apparently, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, for quite a while now, has been engaging in what they call a hyperlink enticement technique, where basically what they do is they go and, you know, they chat people up or they go to some internet forums or wherever it is they go on the internet to find people that they believe are interested in downloading child pornography. And then they provide them with a link with what they claim to what they claim is going to be a video of some sort of child pornographic act. They entice that person to click on the link by giving it to them and saying, hey, look, here's some kids having sex.
Isn't that great?
And so they click on the link and that's it. That's it. That's all. That's all that's necessary. The one guy that the story is talking about here clicked the link, and then 2 days later, the FBI was at his front door at 7 in the morning. They threw him to the ground and handcuffed him. He's charged with violating federal law, which criminalizes attempts to download child pornography. It didn't matter if he had the images or not. It didn't matter if there was a video file on his computer. The idea that he was interested in downloading it was enough to convict him. The jury found him guilty. He's going to sentencing in April, facing up to 4 years in federal prison.
You know, I have a problem. I have problems with our jury system when this is the kind of thing that they do, is they'll convict people. You know, they seem to be very ready to convict. I've clicked on things on the internet by accident. Sometimes your mouse is malfunctioning, you know, that kind of thing. This guy may or may not have been interested in seeing child porn. I don't know, but it, you know, I really question these juries.
In a telephone conversation recently, his attorney said that the evidence was insufficient for a reasonable jury to find that Mr. Vosburgh specifically intended to download child pornography, a necessary element of any attempt offense. Of course, the jury did find him guilty, saying that after the
He's
fact.
He's claiming that it's not a reasonable jury.
She also said that, I thought it was scary that they could do this. The whole idea the FBI can put a honeypot out there to attract people is kind of sad. It seems to me they brought a lot of cases without having to stoop to this. She didn't want to be interviewed more extensively about the case due to it being pending. She says she's waiting for the judge to rule on her motion unless he agrees with her and overturns the jury verdict. The man, who, by the way, has no prior criminal record, will then be required to register as a sex offender for 15 years and will effectively be barred from continuing his work as a college instructor after his prison sentence ends. So this man, presuming the sentence goes through in April, will have his entire career and life
ruined. I don't see why
it
wouldn't. He's been found guilty.
Well, there's a chance the judge could overturn it, apparently. Could have his entire career.
Judges do not like to go against juries.
Absolutely ruined by this hyperlink sting. And apparently the way it worked, and he goes into the details, basically he posted some links to some alleged child pornographic videos involving a four-year-old, apparently. And they've actually got the text of the message that he posted. And you have to wonder about the agents that are doing this kind of work. I'm wondering if I should read. I'm going to read part of this. This is what the agent posted on this internet forum to try to entice people. Here's one of my faves. Four-year-old with dad. Toddler, some oral, some anal. Super cute. Haven't seen her on the board before. If anyone has any more, please post. And then they post a link, you know, several links to different videos, allegedly including this 4-year-old. You have to wonder about somebody that's able to just kind of pose in that fashion, to pose as though they're one of the child porn consumers. And how do you sleep with, I mean, how do you sleep at night? Seems like a really gross profession to be involved in. I mean, these are the things you're thinking about at work. I mean, if it's the thoughts that are criminal, isn't thinking about child porn and 4-year-olds and their dads, isn't that as bad as thinking about clicking on the link to try to download? I mean, why is it that they're so immune? It's just because they're the cops, right? They can look at the porn. They can have the porn as evidence. In fact, we've heard allegations that the government has the biggest collection of child pornography in America because
what else will they have?
They hold on to the evidence. So you might want to ask yourself what kind of cops would get involved in this particular venue. Anyway, so they posted all these links, and then when individuals clicked on the links, they would take the IP address, they would contact the internet service provider in question, find out whose name was on the account. Now remember, if you've got a household with multiple people in it, only one name is going to be on that internet bill.
Right.
So there's not really any real way to know for sure who clicked that link.
And not to mention that I would say that most people that have an amount of people that have wireless internet connections, you know, have open ones that you can get on. On my street, they're right there. How many people could go to jail for what I looked at on the internet? Not that I would know where to find anything like this, or be interested in looking at it if I could.
You'd think that'd be a good defense, though, the wireless internet
thing. I am kind of curious, though, how easy it is to find child porn. Now, this isn't something I have any interest in. I'd much rather look at...
Yeah, if you go and try to find out, you might get caught in this little trap.
Right, but I am interested in knowing, just for my own personal, investigative purposes, is how easy is it? Is it as easy as they claim? Because I would rather look at cars, pictures of cars on eBay, but somebody would rather look at child porn. Is it easy for them?
Well,
is this just a boogeyman the government's created?
I couldn't tell you that, Mark, but what if somebody sent you an email into your email box and said, here's how easy it is, I'll send you a pic.
No thanks.
Does that make you a criminal because someone sent you an email? Is that what they're going to do next? Is they're just going to send emails to people with a naked picture of a little boy in it and say, oh, well, you got an email in your inbox, you're a criminal. I mean, that's how ludicrous all of this is. Anyway, so you would think that excuse about the wireless, the Wi-Fi being open to anyone, that would be a good one, right? Like,
it seems pretty legit to me.
How'd you know it was me? Well, while it might seem that merely clicking on a link wouldn't be enough to justify a search warrant, courts have ruled otherwise. On March 6th, U.S. District Judge Roger Hunt in Nevada agreed with a magistrate judge that the hyperlink sting operation constituted sufficient probable cause to justify giving the FBI its search warrant. The defendant in that case, Travis Carter, suggested that...
That's something different to me, getting a search warrant based on it.
Hold on a second. Suggested that any of the neighbors could be using his wireless network. That was his defense. He said, well, wait a minute. How do you know it was me? There's no evidence that shows it was me. It was just my IP address. It could have been my kid. It could have been my next door neighbor. But the magistrate judge ruled that even the possibilities of spoofing or other users of an open Wi-Fi connection would not have negated a substantial basis for concluding there was probable cause to believe the evidence of child pornography would be found on the premises to be searched. Translated, says Declan, that means the search warrant was valid. So that excuse, no good. If your name's on the internet connection and you click on one of these links, look out. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Anything goes if you make the call. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, that, by the way, was the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so enjoy those, including the archives. Grab them up. They're free. An entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to learn how Free State Project early movers are already making a difference and see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Continuing more detail on this disturbing case, one apparently of many that the FBI has been involved in over the last year or so, where they've been going on to forums and probably chat rooms on the internet trying to, some people would say, entrap. I think that's an pretty accurate term, though the FBI denies this as entrapment. What they're doing is they're posting...
Of course, entrapment's illegal.
Right. What they're doing is they're posting links to alleged child pornography. They're saying, hey, click here to see a four-year-old and his dad. And someone will click on it, and there won't actually be any child porn at the link. They click on the link, and then a couple days later, the FBI shows up at their house with a warrant. And even if they don't find anything on the warrant, they can still arrest the person based on the fact that they have clicked the link, based on the intention to download what they believed was going to be child pornography. Doesn't matter if it wasn't actually a child, in the same way that if you're talking to a 13-year-old girl online and you set up a meeting with her, it doesn't matter if you were actually going to have, it doesn't matter whether or not you were actually going to have sex with the teenager. It doesn't matter if the person was actually a teenager. It was your intention that's criminalized now. So it's very, very dangerous world out there on the internet thanks to these government people. Doesn't matter if you were just exploring now. It doesn't matter if you were just doing research. Doesn't matter if you were just having fun. Now you could go to jail for years and years as a result of what you were thinking, not what you actually did.
Well, what they assume you were thinking, they assume the worst.
Right, and they also assume it was you. As we just went over, the last point we made was that the federal government people the judges have rejected the defense that, hey, this is an open Wi-Fi connection. It could have been my next-door neighbor. We could scan the Wi-Fi connections right now where we're sitting here, Mark, and we could log on to one of the neighbor's houses. We could go and click this link that they have, presuming we knew where to go and get it. We could click that link, and then the neighbor would have their house raided. And they would be charged. And there would be, I mean, if you don't like somebody, get on their wireless internet account and go click this FBI link. Because then their whole life will be turned upside down and ruined by these federal government goons that are supposedly protecting us all from child pornography. Well, no, what they're doing is they're putting us into a very disturbing and sick police state where thoughts have been criminalized. And I would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231 on how you feel about this particular case. Claims of entrapments have been made in similar cases, according to a professor at George Washington University. The individuals who chose to log into the FBI sites appear to have had no pressure put upon them by the government. It's doubtful the individuals could claim the government made them do something they weren't predisposed to doing or that the government overreached. He said the outcome might be different if the FBI had tried to encourage people to click on the link by including misleading statements suggesting the videos were legal or approved. So because they said this is child porn, this is a four-year-old, then therefore it's not entrapment. That's what they're saying. But the real issue for me is the idea that a thought is illegal. And I also think that as disturbing and as sick as it might be, these people should be defended. Their freedom to look at sick, disturbing stuff should be defended, because as soon as you criminalize one type of sick picture, then it's not a far leap to criminalizing other ones. We've already seen the FBI...
Well, I'm not sure that as a matter of fact, I do not agree that it should be legal to look at child porn.
Who's the victim?
Well, the child who got the picture taken.
How are they being victimized by someone looking at their picture?
That person's creating demand for that picture.
Look, that is not the same as actually victimizing someone. There was no victim in the looking at that photo.
Well, what if they paid for it?
I really, it's none of my business what they do.
So it's okay if they pay for it?
I don't give a damn what they do with their money. What it's if, their life.
What if I create a demand with you? I say, Ian, I'll give you $10,000 to kill some public official. Now, you go out and do it. Am I party to conspiring to commit murder?
I suppose you probably would be.
There you go.
In that particular case. But then
I do agree with you that someone should actually look at child porn and that there should be an actual child there. Now, the problem with this whole thing is that, well, you know, the internet's gotten so advanced and, you know, playing with photography is so advanced is they can take kids that aren't doing things and pop their heads in other places and draw pictures or write books. I mean, at what point does child porn become child porn?
Well, that's the problem, Mark. If you want to criminalize one type of photo that you find disturbing, then inevitably someone's going to take it to the next step. And that's what they're already doing. They're already saying, they're already changing the definitions to say that child porn no longer actually has to include a real person. Child porn can be child porn if it's a drawing of a child, if it's, a painting, if it's a 3D representation of a child.
Well, I would agree with you that there needs to be a victim. We might disagree on where that victimhood starts, but there needs to be a child who's been exploited here, and in none of these cases that we've talked about is there.
Because once you criminalize those pictures, they will just expand the category. Remember, Mark, I think it was last year that we read stories about the federal government actually... The federal government had actually been involved in shutting down legitimate pornographers, people that weren't even involved in child porn. We're talking about people that were doing what they were described as extreme pornography. Some of this extreme pornography could involve, bestiality or abuse, violence, rape fantasy, really sick stuff that very few people are interested in, which is why the federal government's going after them. Because they understand it's a niche in the world of pornography, and that very few of the people in the world of pornography are going to stand up for the niche, so they can go after these producers of this extreme pornography with little fanfare and put these people in jail, shut down their operations. So, child pornography is illegal, now let's make extreme porn illegal. Porn where the woman is being abused. Now remember, she consented. She consented to get into that film and appear to be abused or maybe actually be abused. There are people that are into that stuff. You know, they're into a little violence with their sex. But let's just say that somebody in government decides that's, no, we can't have that in America. That's not right. That's abusive towards women. We don't want to encourage people to be abusive towards women. And then they'll criminalize that. And then going and clicking on some extreme porn will become illegal.
I don't see a slippery slope here. Okay, I see a victim or not a victim when it comes to child porn, and to me it's relatively clear. In this particular case, there has been no child porn, and I don't think that you should...
I don't see why you don't see a slippery slope. It's already happening. They're already going after the extreme purveyors of pornography.
Right. I see what you're saying. That's an issue that's entirely different. You're talking about consenting adults there.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to do violent porn, I don't know why anybody would want to see it. I certainly do not. But that's fine with me. As long as it's fake, they do violent movies. I don't see why we can't have violent porn. However, that's a completely different issue as far as I'm concerned.
Let's go to the phone calls. Talk to Christian in California. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on KCAA. Hello, Christian.
Hello?
Christian, California? Going once? Christian in California? Hello?
There he is.
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind
today? I just wanted to comment real quick on what you're talking about presently. I agree that, charging people with crimes of thought is definitely a slippery slope. But what it seems to be, I mean, kind of just like with the war on drugs, the authorities seem to be distracted as far as what should be the real approaches to dealing with things that are...
What do you think the real approach should be? I want to find out what you think on that. Hang on, we're going to bring you back for more, and we'll talk to Gordon in Texas, Michael in Georgia, your calls as well as Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says... I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Evacor and receive Boost just for trying Evacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issue for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order. Or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971. 954-9971 or BESTGLIDE.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89144. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. If you want to help support the show, then join the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send $3 a month to the show, we take it, reinvest it into the program, and get on more radio stations across the country. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Christian in California, listening on KCAA. Christian, you had a point you wanted to make, and I wanted to make sure you had enough time to do it, so please continue.
All right, thanks. Back to what you were talking about with the child porn and being able to prosecute people for viewing and possessing. It's just kind of really a backwards way of combating what is obviously a heinous problem. I mean, I have to admit that I've been somewhat amazed for the past few months, maybe a year or two, how much I tend to see child porn in the news. I mean, everywhere you turn, you're hearing about some house being cracked open with child porn. But, you know, the thing is that if you really want to be serious about protecting children from, you know, being brought into this, you know, just this vicious circle of being, then you have to go after people in a realistic way that are actually committing these acts of violence and sexual depravity.
I don't ever recall hearing a story about a child pornographer getting busted. It's always just some guy looking at pictures on his computer.
Exactly, and that's really, and it's funny you bring that up. I don't know that I would have thought to do that on my own, but you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't know that I've ever heard of someone getting busted for producing child porn. It has definitely always been people who have been found in possession of it. But, you know, to legislate against curiosity is it's just an amazing concept to me. I don't understand how anyone could ever think of doing it the same way we slow down and look at traffic accidents. I think there are a right good amount of people with genuinely a good conscience who might be on any given day tempted to click on something that they know is, child porn, for instance. Thankfully, I haven't been lured into that myself, but I just can easily imagine that otherwise great people have viewed something that is unbecoming. And, if we're going to prosecute people for viewing stuff, it's just the wrong way. I mean, if you really want to end child porn, then you got to go after the people who are producing it. How you do that, I don't know. I mean, I'm not big on the industry personally. But
I'm with you, man. Thank you for your thoughts tonight and the call. Really appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Something else we haven't touched on when it comes to child porn is, the sort of the definition of what is child porn.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, they like to grab you for...
Well, we know that pictures now, I mean, the drawings now qualify.
Right. They like to grab people for looking at girl, having a picture of a girl that's 17 years old, as though they know how old the girl is.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, they'll just say, that girl looks young. This is child porn.
Yeah, what if she's 19 but very petite?
It's very difficult to say. And as far as I'm concerned, many, many, many states, you can have sex legally. A woman can have sex legally. A man can have sex legally at 16 years old.
14 in Canada.
But they can't take pictures of it? And then if they produce their own child porn and then that gets out... You're in trouble for looking at pictures that they produced legally, I guess?
If you produce your own child porn, if you're 16 years old and you take a picture of yourself having sex or naked, then you're both the victim and the criminal, apparently.
Yeah. So that's bizarre stuff. I mean, everyone would agree that the 4-year-old would be child porn. But
you know
I don't
what,
think
Mark?
That everyone agrees where the line starts and finishes.
I have to correct myself. Now that you've brought this up, I have to correct myself. We have heard stories of the pornographers getting busted. But every single time, it's, a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old having sex, taking a picture or a video of themselves.
That's true.
Certainly not a professional child pornographer, someone who's out there cranking out, batch after batch of videos or photos. Never have I seen a story about that. Never. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gordon in Cameron, Texas, listening on KTAE. Hello, Gordon.
How you doing, man?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was listening earlier. Y'all were talking about the, in Georgia, what's his name? That other kind of, not a conservative or a Democrat, the other guy.
The Libertarian?
Oh, you're talking about Neil Boyce.
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out, I used to be a Democrat, but I never was a damn Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out where I'm at now because everything's so screwed up and I'm freaking out. Now, I listen to y'all, and I listen to Alex Jones, too. And I really enjoy it. I just don't know what's going on. Maybe explain to me more about the Libertarians or can you?
Well, it's pretty simple. Do you believe that products and services should be provided at the threat of violence?
No.
You're a libertarian.
Okay, I'm a libertarian. Great.
Yeah, and if you want to learn more, do you have internet access?
Yeah.
Okay. You can go to quiz.freetalklive.com, learn a little bit more there, or just go to freetalklive.com and, poke around our website, listen to more archives of the show, keep listening to Free Talk Live. It's a great way to kind of get an inside track on what's going on in the liberty movement and find out if you really are on board with us. But if you don't agree with initiating force on your neighbors, then you are a libertarian. And
no,
really,
no,
now it's just a matter
that.
Of figuring
yeah.
out how that applies to the world around you, and that's kind yep. of a more a dedicated process. Good luck to you, sir, and thank you for the call tonight.
Thanks.
800-259-9231. I love that question. The one question. Do you think products and services should be provided at the threat of violence?
It makes it real easy.
So, and if you ask it, most people are libertarians, I think. Let's continue with the phone calls. Ampline, it is Michael in Georgia. Michael, who's normally in New Hampshire, he's on the Appalachian Trail. Are you there, sir?
I sure am.
But obviously within
no.
a... How are you charging your cell phone? You've been out there for days now.
Well, at the moment, I'm in a hotel.
Hostel campers.
I had some trouble with my foot, so I got off the trail for a little while.
Oh, dear.
Nothing big. I just think I pulled a muscle or something, so I'm taking a day and resting. But, on Declan McCullough, I just wanted to mention him real quick.
Yeah.
I hung out with him at the Liberty Forum, and he definitely is a libertarian. I think he also is a Free State Project member. I
really?
Took him out to Murphy's at the Liberty Forum, and we hung out for a while. I actually think he is a Free State Project member.
What makes you think that? Did you ask him?
I asked him. I think I remember him saying he was.
They were at Murphy's Tap Room.
Yeah, it was at Murphy's Tap Room, and he was buying the drinks. So.
Nice.
Between him buying the drinks and Keith Murphy opening the bar to Ron Paul supporters, it was an interesting night.
It's very cool. You're talking about a bar that's actually owned by a Free State Project member, where a number of Free Staters and other Liberty people go to hang out and socialize and have a good time. But give us some stories. I mean, what has happened so far on the trail? Anything of note?
Well, I haven't seen any bears yet. Saw a few deer the last week.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, it's up and down the mountains. It's pretty rough and strenuous. I'm starting to get into shape now, which is good. I took in another notch on my belt. May have to.
Wow.
But yeah.
How many days has it been now? It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
It's been. I left Springer Mountain, the southern terminus, on March 11th.
Okay.
And I actually took a day and a half or two off last week when I called in last week, and some guy answered the phone and said it was his show, and to wait out some bad weather.
Yeah.
But I've made about 51 miles so far.
Damn.
There's another 2,100 to go.
Whew.
But I'm starting to pick up the pace, and I actually posted a new video this afternoon.
And you're posting those at your website, which is ioerror.us?
That's it.
All right. Very good. So people can experience the trail without actually having to walk it and, you know, go through all the trouble that will, inevitably be. And I mean, you're already injuring yourself. I hope you can make it all the way through, man. That is a hell of a trip.
Oh, yeah. Well, mainly it was all the rocks. There's sections of the trail where it's just, it's not trail, it's rocks. You're crawling over rocks,
yeah.
Jumping over rocks. Jumping between rocks.
Are there a lot of people out there? I mean, is there a great deal of hiking traffic going one way and the other?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty crowded out here. It's apparently spring break week, and there's a lot of hikers that come up that just do, they just hike for a week just to get away from school or whatever.
Sure.
So there's a lot of that out there. They'll probably go away in the next week or two, and then it's just day hikers, section hikers. There aren't a lot of through hikers that are trying to do the whole thing, but I do meet a couple of them from time to time.
That's because you got to be hardcore, man, and apparently you are. So best of luck with the rest of your trip, and thank you for the update, Michael.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it, sir, and be safe out there. It's not an easy task because he's not just hiking. He's hiking with, 100 pounds on his back. So the rocks plus 100 pounds, oh, that's a mess. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control. Just got to be careful. You'll make it through, hopefully. It's Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
The heat.